Hello, hello. Welcome to the Healthy But Human podcast. My name is Callie. I am your podcast host, and I am so excited to have you here today listening, joining me for another fun solo episode where we're going to talk about some little tips and tricks I have for navigating friendship hurdles, and also I want to touch a little bit about how to get out of a slump today. So we're going to talk about some things that I've been personally going through. I feel like these episodes are definitely episodes where I like to just let you guys in on my heart and share things that I'm actively walking through or maybe just walked through, and what God has shown me through those things, what I've learned, so that hopefully if you're going through a similar season, then you can use these tips and tricks to help you go through whatever you're going through. So I just pray the Lord speak to you through this episode today in some type of way. And yeah, it's gonna be a little power episode. Honestly, I have approximately 23 minutes until my child, my little baby Belle, wakes up. So we're gonna just hop right into things today. Before we do, we're gonna do a little power packed check-in. If you've listened to our episodes before, I love to do self-check-ins because these are times to just really ground yourself, see how you're feeling, see how you're doing. So today, let's just do one question, one simple question, and it is, how am I feeling today on a scale of 1 to 10? Sometimes when we don't feel good, we like to just push that feeling away. We're like, oh, we're fine. I think that it's so interesting to me how humans, when we ask each other, oh, how are you? The immediate go-to response is, I'm good. And it's really interesting to me because I think most of us are going through something, whether it's small, whether it's big, and we just are so quick to hide what's going on in order to just appear like everything's together. Or maybe you feel like you just don't want to get into it, or you're pushing it away. But it is an interesting observation that I've noticed within myself, is just quickly being like, I'm good, I'm fine, even though maybe I cried for 10 hours that day. I don't know. But point being, feelings are valid. They're so valid. And hence the name of my podcast, Healthy But Human. I think it's really important to just be mindful of, how are you feeling today? And if you don't feel good, just recognizing maybe there's a root cause behind that. Maybe something caused that feeling that you maybe need to work through. Maybe someone said something mean to you that made you feel anxious or made you feel insecure. Give it to the Lord. Invite Him into whatever is going on in your life. And just truly, I think when we invite God into our struggles, when we invite Him into things that are dragging us down, He gives us peace. He gives us peace in all circumstances, you guys. And I'm even just thinking of something right now that is just, I felt like anxiety around in my gut. You know, when like you get a text from someone and you just immediately feel anxious about it. It's like that. And it's one of those things where I need to address, like, why is this text causing me to feel anxiety? Maybe there is a limiting belief I have, or a belief system that's not true. Maybe I'm trying to make someone else happy and it's causing me to feel anxiety because I'm fearing man more than I'm fearing God. So I know this just turned into a little rant, but I think it is really cool as we walk through our day to just start to identify our feelings, identify why we feel how we feel, and realizing that sometimes we do need to feel things. We do need to just have the emotions happen, but then not getting stuck in those things for too long. Really inviting Jesus into our emotions, inviting Him into our highs, into our lows, knowing that we can walk with God all the time. Like, I just think about Adam and Eve when they were walking in the Garden of Eden, how like before sin, the Lord literally was just walking in the garden, hanging out with them. Like, I don't know what that looks like, but I envision it how it is today when we really just invite Jesus into our day and talk to Him, hang out with Him all day long. And it's like you're hanging out with a best friend at coffee, and then you have the post-coffee date, next excursion, you're going on a hike or you're going to the beach, and the day never stops. You know, when you have those really fun, spontaneous days, that's how I envision walking with Jesus is. Like, that's what I think of just constantly hanging out with the Lord. Like, you are just with Him all day long. He's the best friend that you just don't say bye to. You're like, let's keep hanging out constantly. So I think that that is just something that just truly came to me. So I hope it resonates with someone listening on the other side of the headphones or speaker right now. Number two, you guys, is I love you so much. I just wanted to say that. I feel like, if I'm being totally transparent, I think sometimes with podcasting, it's one of those things where like, it can get so easy to look at, I mean, this is podcasting, social media, this is literally everything in life. It can get so easy to just look at, quote, what's working and get super caught up in like trying to make it reach more people. But I think I've just recently been really like grounded in the fact that this is a community, like this is a family, and we definitely, like, the Lord is using this podcast to touch people's lives. And like, I'm just saying this from the bottom of my heart, like, maybe you're wanting to start something, or you have a podcast, or you have a platform on social media, or you have a business, or whatever it is. Just giving that thing to God and knowing that no matter how many people that thing reaches, whether it's thousands of people, millions of people, one person, like, God is using you through that. And it doesn't always have to measure up to what the world's standards are. Like, it's really interesting, you guys, because I have been basically like, this is just so vulnerable. But as you know, I have a lot of social media accounts. I have my, you can call it a personal account. It actually did not start out as a personal account. It was my blog account way back when in 2019. You guys, so I got really emotionally attached to this Instagram account. I don't know why. I think it's just because it felt like it was me, and I was like laying things out that I was passionate about, all this stuff. Anyways, for a while it was growing like a lot, and then I was just like reposting what I was posting on TikTok, and on TikTok for some reason I didn't feel as like attached to my content. Like, I didn't feel like I was holding back, or I was scared that something wouldn't perform well. I was like, whatever, I'll like post, it'll help someone, you know? Anyways, on Instagram, I started getting really attached to my content, and it was super interesting because I started to post less and I got more in my head about what was I posting. And then I found that my account plateaued for like literally 3 years, and it slowly started to just like, it was very flat. Like, it would grow a little bit and then not grow. Anyways, long story short is I just started posting all my content from TikTok on Instagram, and sometimes the content hits, sometimes it doesn't get as many views. But I've been learning that, like, even if a post gets like 1,000 views or whatever, and another post gets 10,000 views, I was like looking at this insights on it, and I was like, okay, sometimes the smaller posts actually have more impact. Like, people will comment on it or follow my account or all these things more than a post that reaches more people. So the point is here that sometimes how many people you reach doesn't actually define the impact that you're making. And maybe the numbers has really been holding you back from going after your dreams. Maybe you've been scared that no one's going to show up to an event you host or a workout class you host. I've been there too. But truly, like, sometimes even the smallest classes will really make the biggest impact in someone's life. Maybe if one person shows up to your workout class, that's the only person that needed to show up today. And I think there's no way to really fail in life if you just continuously surrender what you're doing to God. I'm preaching to myself here. I'm preaching to myself because I also have struggled with this, and I think it's a daily just surrender, which is really interesting. Okay, kind of like moving on to a different topic, I want to talk about how to get out of a slump. This is something that I know a lot of you guys have messaged me about recently, so we need to address it, obviously. And I think that a couple of things I've noticed within just, I teach in-person fitness and online fitness, and my in-person people, it's been really interesting because I had a challenge last month. So I launched my in-person studio, like officially launched it in January. I didn't do an in-person challenge until March, and it was really wild to notice the increase in how many people were showing up for classes in order to check off the box for their challenge that day. Basically, what I'll do is I'll have a challenge sheet on the board where everyone can write their name on the challenge, and people basically can like mark off their class when they're done. And it's been really, really cool, you guys, just seeing how much motivation people have been finding from this challenge tracker sheet. And I asked them, I was like, do you guys want an April challenge? And they were like, yes, yes, yes. And I asked, I was like so curious. I was like, okay, what were your honest thoughts about the March challenge? And they were telling me that basically seeing other people's names on the sheet helped them have a lot of motivation. Also, just seeing that other people were doing it with them gave them motivation, and it helped a lot to check something off every day and to have a prize at the end. So basically what I learned from this little, I wouldn't call it an experiment, but it was really interesting just like kind of observing what happened from the challenge. Like, the classes filled up more than they ever had before. People were coming. People were saying that they didn't want to show up, but it helped them because they knew they were doing the challenge, so they had to show up. And so anyways, What it taught me is that if you're in a slump right now in your life, maybe you need to give yourself a challenge. And I actually did a social media challenge with my best friend a couple months ago. And it was really interesting because we both were having a hard time posting on Instagram. This is like when I was in my little Instagram headspace funk. And it was really cool because when we had a challenge, when we saw each other checking off each day how much we were posting, it motivated us to keep doing it. But when the challenge ended, it was like, I don't know. We kind of fell off of it. And it was just like, maybe if you're struggling with motivation, and I know a lot of us do struggle with motivation, maybe you just need to make a challenge for yourself and a friend who's going through something similar. Or maybe you need to find a community that has a challenge in the specific area that you're struggling with. And not to like, I was honestly not trying to plug my studio at all, but it kind of came to it. If you are not in Florida, like let's say you're not living in my area and you can't come to my in-person studio, sad, but it's fine. If you want a virtual challenge, I have monthly challenges on my app and website called Sweaty Studio. So I have monthly challenges. These are a great way to just find motivation and to know that you're doing it with other people as well. So we used to have challenge trackers. I got rid of them. I want to find a better way to track the challenge. So bear with me. But in the meantime, it is a really great place to start if you are like having a hard time just showing up for your workouts. Maybe you need to add your workouts to your phone calendar. Make it like a meeting or like a coffee date with a friend. And just hold yourself accountable. Invite a friend to do it with you. I'm telling you, when you have accountability, it makes it so much easier to show up. So much easier. And just sign up in advance. Literally sign up in advance. And even if you have those excuse thoughts go through your brain right before you do it, I'm telling you, overcome them. Focus on how you're going to feel afterwards. It's going to help you so much. Same goes for anything else. Cleaning your house, doing a project that you've been putting off, whatever it is. Just ignore the excuses and see what happens when you don't overthink it and you simply do it. Okay, that's my little tangent on getting out of a slump. I believe in you. It's hard sometimes. It feels really hard to get out of a slump, but I'm telling you, when you just start with baby steps, when you just commit to yourself and know that no one else is going to do it for you, that is when it is the most rewarding because you just need to start. You just have to start. And I'm telling you, like oftentimes in our brain, we make things feel so much harder than they really are. Like so much harder. I don't know about you, but in the past, Easter has really snuck up on me, and I found that I've brushed aside the deeper meaning behind God's ultimate sacrifice, which is sending his son to die for us so that we could have a close access to him just as we are, no matter who we are. Easter is the reminder that Jesus died for everyone. Whether you've been walking with God for 20 years or you've never said a prayer in your life, he wants a relationship with you just as you are. When I recommitted my life to Jesus, I was living in Miami, freshly out of a 4-year relationship, coping through the party scene, feeling so empty and anxious, when two of my friends who didn't even know each other invited me to the same church on the same weekend. And you guys, God spoke so clearly to me, and from that day forward, growing closer to him has actually changed my life forever. One of my daily habits that I love to use to really connect with the Lord is through the Glorify app, and I'm especially pumped to use it during Holy Week. It's my go-to for daily devotionals, scripture, guided worship, and even calming meditations when I'm feeling overwhelmed or far from God. And right now, Glorify is inviting us into an 8-day Holy Week challenge. 8 devotionals, 8 days. Each one drawing you closer to Jesus in a simple, powerful way. They've partnered with The Chosen, and Laura Silva, who plays Eden, created exclusive Holy Week content just for the app. If you're ready to celebrate Easter in a new way, join me and join Glorify's Holy Week Challenge. You'll also get access to exclusive reflections and insights from The Chosen's Lauren Silva, guiding you through the season of renewal. Visit glorify-app.com/Callie right now to download the Glorify app for free. That's glorify-app.com/Callie to download the Glorify app for free. glorify-app.com/Callie. My healthy behemoth queen, have you ever felt like you're doing everything right, eating healthy, working out, getting your steps in, but your energy still tanks by 2 p.m. or you just feel off for no reason? Same. And what I didn't know for the longest time is that so many of those little things, low energy, occasional bloating, mild mood dips can actually be tied to what's going on with your hormones. Okay, but Callie, I know my hormones are out of whack. Where do I even start? That's exactly why I love Happy Mammoth. They have a free 2-minute hormone quiz that helps you uncover what might actually be going on beneath the surface. It's super quick, just a few questions about your lifestyle and what you're feeling, and then it gives you a personalized recommendation. I took it myself and my results showed that my estrogen levels might be off. One of the first things they suggested was their best-selling herbal formula called Hormone Harmony, which is filled with plant-based ingredients backed by science. They have adaptogens in Hormone Harmony such as ashwagandha, which helps your body respond to stress, and maca root, which I love, which supports steady energy, helps ease mild mood swings, and even supports healthy desire and drive. Hormone Harmony has over 40,000 five-star reviews, and they sell a bottle every 24 seconds. One survey even found that 86% of women lost weight, 77% saw improved mood, and 100% said they felt like themselves again. Ready to start feeling like yourself again? Head over to happymammoth.com and take their free 2-minute hormone quiz today to find the ultimate answer to your stubborn hormonal issues. And for a limited time, you can also get 15% off your entire first order with my code Callie at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code Callie for 15% off today. And you spell Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty, self-doubt, stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Okay, I want to move on a little bit and talk about something I learned recently within friendship that has actually changed everything for me. So I know this episode's like a little, we're kind of like jumping around, but I just like really feel like God has been teaching me some wisdom lately, and it's been really cool. I just want to say, even in moments that feel really hard, maybe you get in a fight with your friend, or maybe you fracture your finger like I did last week, maybe things don't always make sense. But if you just ask God to teach you things through whatever you're walking through, he's going to. And it's super cool when he does. So me and one of my friends last week got into a fight. And it honestly sucked so bad. And I think that it's really like I've made some deep friendships recently. Like I think friendships take a little bit to get deep. And it's been really beautiful to like all of a sudden have some friends who I feel like I just do life with and I talk to about things every day, which I haven't had that in a long time. So it's been really cool. But within that, I forgot that sometimes when you get close to people, it can lead to conflict. Conflict's not a bad thing, but I think that conflict can be a bad thing if you don't know how to communicate through it and you don't talk about it when it happens, something that bothers you. So basically what happened is, I don't think my friend's gonna mind me sharing about this because we worked through it, but basically we got in a little fight and it all stemmed from so many misunderstandings and so many things where basically one of us would do something and then the other like would do something that would hurt the other person. And the other person wouldn't voice it. And then it just slowly built and like simmered. It's kind of like when you simmer food in a little simmer pot pan, whatever you want to call it. And then all of a sudden you realize like the oil's so hot over time. And it like, it just, this is, okay, wait, I have to share this story really fast. One time I was making eggs in a cast iron pan. I don't know why I was doing that. I was excited about my cast iron pan, okay? So I was making eggs in a cast iron pan and I wasn't thinking. I was in college. I just got home from music festival super late the night before. And I boiled olive oil. I put the cast iron pan on high. And I let it sit there and then I poured olive oil on the pan and a flame erupted from the pan. So here I am. Thankfully, I wasn't like hungover or anything, but I literally was so tired from the music festival the night before and I'm holding this flaming pan and I'm like, what do I do? And I I walk over, do the worst thing you could possibly do. I put the pan in the sink and turn the faucet on, which you apparently do not put out an oil fire with water. And thankfully, praise Jesus, I did not get splashed with oil. I did not get scarred. I put the fire out. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So anyways, I think about conflict with friends the exact same way as my cast iron pan high heat. If you don't address something when it happens and you pour oil on it, or you let the oil get really hot and you put food on it, like, it's gonna explode. So that's like what happened. And it was honestly like, we had a convo, we started the convo kind of yelling at each other. It wasn't pretty. And then I just, you know, I was like, you know, I need to just like walk in the spirit in this and like have compassion on my friend and be like, what's really going on? So I think in conflict, also just like asking God to help you see the other person through his eyes. Even if your pride and ego just want the person to, I don't know, have everything bad happen to them because you're so upset at them. You got to just put the pride to the side and listen to the Lord in it and just have a heart of compassion and know that even if they wronged you, they're still a child of God and God still loves them. And it's important that we resolve things if you want to. I mean, it's so important to resolve things. So anyways, we talked it out, bit it in the butt, got rid of all the miscommunication, forgave each other, loved each other. Forgiveness is key, you guys. You have to forgive. I'm telling you, it's a weapon. You have to forgive. When you don't forgive, you have bitterness towards other people. And it can open so many doors to the enemy. Forgiveness is a power tool. It's not for the weak. When you forgive someone, you're basically handing them over to the Lord to take care of. You're releasing that off of your plate, off of your shoulders. And like, you are not giving the enemy a foothold. There is a scripture in the Bible that talks about how if we don't forgive, we will not be forgiven. So it's super important to forgive and help, ask the Lord to help you to forgive as well. So anyways, we basically navigated that conflict and it ended so well. We love each other. We're friends again. All is well. But it was really cool because right after that happened, like the same day, I got coffee with another one of my friends and something had happened that was like it wasn't like that big of a deal, but I felt like, you know, when there's like a little bit of tension, you kind of can feel it and you just want to address it just to make sure. I was like on fire for addressing conflict that day. I was like, we are not going to have the same thing happen in the friendship where like not addressing it causes like a deep division and rift in our relationship. So we talked about it and it was amazing and we're amazing. So I think what I learned last week is even when communication feels really uncomfortable, even when you don't want to talk about something that feels really hard, it is so much more comfortable to be temporarily uncomfortable right out of the bat than to let it boil and become this huge thing, because that huge thing is going to make it even worse. So maybe you're walking through a situation right now where you have a friend who did something that hurt your feelings, or and you haven't voiced what happened and you're just letting it sit there. One, I recommend asking God to help you forgive that person. And then two, talk to the person about it, because I think that even when you forgive someone, it's okay to like talk to them about something that happened so that you guys can be on the same page and you can let them know like, hey, this like affected me in this way. And like, if they are a great friend, like, I mean, I think that they'll be more mindful in the future. And if they mess up again, you forgive them again, you keep forgiving them. But it just have really taught me a lot about having deep friendships. Like, you don't need, just because conflict happens in a friendship doesn't mean that you have to let the friendship completely die. I mean, same thing goes for relationships. I think so often, like when John and I were first dating and we'd have like a fight or something, I thought that our relationship was going to end right then and there. I would jump to the all or nothing conclusion when in reality, like, conflict just, it happens. And we're all different people. We all have different ways of seeing things and doing things in life. So I think it is really important to just talk through things when they happen and realize that just because you bring up something uncomfortable to your friend doesn't mean they're going to walk away from the friendship. If they do, then maybe they're not a good friend, because I think good friends will hear each other out and they will work through things. And oftentimes conflict can even strengthen the relationship further when you guys get through something. You're like, okay, we got through a hard thing and now we're even closer in our friendship. Same thing goes with your relationship with God, you guys. If there is something that happens and you feel mad at God, let him in rather than pushing him away. That happened last week. I let the Lord into my heart and I was like, God, I'm upset at you at this. And then, I mean, he showed me like, it wasn't his fault. but he was still in it with me. So I really hope that helps a little bit about relationships. Those are just some things I've been learning lately, and I think that it's just only going to help my relationships further. I mean, I think hiding things and not being confrontational can honestly cause even more problems, genuinely, even more. Openness is so key. Honesty is so key. I don't think blaming people and being a victim is the move, but I think like really understanding why somebody, like why something that happened made you feel how it felt, made you feel how you feel, and then kindly talking to the person about it, and rather than blaming them, like also seeing it from their perspective, I think it's just like a really great way to have some healthy relationships in the house. Okay, you guys, well, I'm going to go take care of my baby, but I hope that this episode gave you some wisdom. I hope it helped you with things you're walking through right now. And I just pray that the Lord would speak to you in a new way through this episode. If you loved it, you guys, definitely share it with a friend. That helps a lot, sharing the podcast with friends. And tag me on your socials if you want. And if you want to leave a review on or a rating, that also helps the show too. But I love you guys so much. Have the best day, and I'll see you next time. And as always, stay healthy but human. All right. Bye, guys.